this head bandage, is it a lucky thing? Yeah.
No, I'm not superstitious, so I won't wear it for that. But I know everyone wants me to. I'll just wear it until it stops hurting when I edit.
Fair enough. How big is that? I mean, it just felt like the celebration has been on repeat on the telly, just the reaction of everyone.
Yeah, I think the up and down nature of it makes the celebrations at the end so sort of exuberant, because the fact that we were sort of up and then down and then up and then down, you know, it was everyone knew it was a big game, so we probably should have won a bit more comfortable after the first half display, but it is what it is. We got the 3 points, and 7 points from the last three games gives us the right chance.
And that's almost the thing, isn't it? It's the kind of a winning at all costs kind of thing that you guys have got. It's like you're not beaten, even though when it went to 2-2 there was a bit of a wobble and you didn't quite know how it was going to go, you found a way, didn't you?
Yeah, I think with being 1-0 down, Newcastle sort of had nothing to lose, and being 2-1 down, and they end up throwing sort of caution to the wind. And you know, people say don't sit back, but when Newcastle are playing, end up with like four up front, you cannot not sit back, because you can't just go up and leave them. So it becomes difficult because it gets nervy. But the lads were great. You know, we're disappointed that we lost that sort of clean sheet run that we had going, because we were pleased with getting two of them on the trot. But once they brought Mitrovic on, they had that threat in the air, and the lads showed fantastic guts and that little bit of quality as well a couple of times there at the end to make sure we won.
I know you were captain, which was brilliant, but it felt like quite a few people are taking on the responsibility at the moment. And I mean, I have to mention Tim at that point as well, because the man looks like something else at the moment.
Yeah, he's a good player, Tim. We've got a great group, you know, it's a very honest group. You'll get absolutely everything, although sometimes it might not look like it from the outside. There'll never be a lack of effort or a lack of sort of leadership in this group, because everyone is desperate to do well for everybody, and it's nice to be a part of. I just hope that we get what the sort of attitude and the effort the lads put in day out deserves.
Which takes us on to Palace, I suppose. I mean, that game, well, it's a curious one now, because you know, Palace picked up a draw, so it's not like you can overtake them come the weekend.
Yeah,
maybe it's a little bit of pressure off it, and you can maybe avoid the sort of the fear that sometimes circulates, like a game like today.
Well, yeah, I think we'd have gone there sort of without fear anyway, because I would have classed Palace as out of it three weeks ago. In my head, I was thinking we need to finish top of this league with the two North East clubs. I thought it was purely us three. Once Swansea beat us, and then they picked up the result at Arsenal, and then they got another couple of results. I thought it was literally two down from the three. So the fact that Palace are still back in there sort of makes it not a no-lose one, because we want to go there and win anyway, but the fact that it's Palace doesn't really make any difference to us.
No, just give you someone to chase a little bit.
Yeah, obviously if we go there and win, it drags them right in, so it'll be a tough game though. They've got good players. I'm surprised they are where they are after how they started with the attacking wide players and Kabay and that, so it'll be a tough afternoon, but we go there in good spirits on the form we're in.
Well then, Gary.
All right, mate.